The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
The owner of a store that specializes in card games like Magic the Gathering and Transformers was arrested by Pinellas County deputies for violating the Safer at Home order.
Was he letting people come inside to play their games?
Yes, he was.
Shame.
Galen Wood owns Kitchen Table Games on 66th Street in Pinellas Park. He faces charges of operating a non-essential business and traveling to operate a non-essential business. They were called to the 36-year-old's business five times over the past week.
We're not stopping.
What a crazy time for the cops, too. They have to bust up a raid, a magic
the gathering.
They kick in the door and everyone just poops their pants.
Oh, my God, it's a gun! Jesus Christ! He's open the gun! It's a copper!
Quick, cast the spell!
Cast the spell! Lightning! Lightning! Lightning!
Tap the mana! We don't have enough mana to tap to cast the spell on this officer! Oh, my God! I never even got to touch a real woman. I'm going to jail.
Throw imaginary lightning bolts.
Yeah.
Lightning.
They wouldn't be ready.
No,
that'd be
no.
The easiest thing cops have ever had to bust up.
Easiest.
They could just like knock on the door.
Possibly the smelliest, too.
basement dwellers. Oh, man.
Well, they had complaints and tips that the store was open. And these card games were underway. Social distancing guidelines were not being followed.
I mean, I know they weren't being followed with each other, but you know they weren't coming into any other human contact.
That's probably the only human contact they've had.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the safest gatherings that there can be is a magic gathering.
Yeah, they haven't been social.
No.
Just a couple bags of Doritos and some pop and some soda pop cans,
yeah.
Maybe some candy, maybe a dirty magazine if they got the real rebellious nerds.
Yeah.
Dirty magazine.
Other than that, it's, you know, some 20-sided dice and some cards.
Yeah.
So five times they were called out. Mm. And then finally yesterday, deputies conducted a non-essential business compliance check. And they watched employees and customers interact inside the store. They made contact with the owner, who says, I'm not closing up shop.
Of course.
So they took him into custody.
Yeah.
He was booked at the Pinellas County Jail, and he looks like he owns a Magic the Gathering store for sure.
Oh, my God.
Joke's on the government. I'm really a wizard. Throwing a virus.
Take me.
Oh, my God.
I'll just use my teleportation skill.
I casted a spell of immunity on my immune system, and the coronavirus will never get me, and I will never cause anybody else to get sick again.
I mean, number one, you have to assume that the Magic the Gathering place is barely hanging on.
Well, yeah.
It's barely hanging on in the best of times.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Yeah, when times are good.
So times are tough.
It's true, because like the people that put the Magic the Gathering stuff together, the Wizards of the West Coast, I believe they have an incentive now to help encourage people to, like, so if you buy packs of Magic the Gathering cards and you do something to tag, like, your local place in it, it helps, like, the local place get some something to where they can still stay afloat.
Right.
You know a lot about this, James.
Yeah. I've taken a role in another program in this building that talks to one of them.
Yes.
I'm on the front line of nerdity now.
Yeah. So
nerdity in video games.
Wizards of the West, you said?
Wizards of the West Coast. That's the name of the company that puts out the Magic the Gathering card game as well.
Sounds like a game.
Any other tabletop
game. So they.
Sounds way tougher than it is.
It's like, so I make the cards. Yeah. I make the cards. And I realize it's a super nerdy thing. And I realize it's very hard for businesses to start up, but I want to make sure that people are still buying my cards.
Yeah, and you also want those businesses to stay in business when this is all over so they can still come back and buy your cards from the businesses.
Exactly.
So I don't exactly know how it all works, because sometimes once that nerd stuff starts going, I just tune out. I'm like,
just the ringing.
Does not compute with James's brain.
So this store, Kitchen Table Games, they specialize in Magic the Gathering and Yu-Gi-Oh!, which I've heard of. But there's a Transformers card game, too?
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of different card games. Huh.
Transformers, Walking Dead.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, there's a lot of the games that are all similar where you battle, like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And all that stuff.
Hmm. Yeah.
And you have to do it in person, right?
There's some, like, Magic the Gathering technically does have, I can't believe I know so much about Magic. Like, where's Andy when he needs
it? I know, right? I know.
He actually was playing with the cards. I haven't played with the cards since, like, junior high school, and
right.
I decided I want to, you know, get touched by a woman in my life.
Yes.
But, you can actually play Magic the Gathering online, and you can buy packs, and you get cards and all that stuff, and if you do buy Magic the Gathering packs, you put in a code, and you get certain cards in your online deck, and so you can do all this online, too.
Because they have big, there's big Twitch streams, isn't there, of people playing Magic?
People streaming on Twitch. And, you know, one of the guys on the station here, like, he's almost got me involved in playing it online, because he makes it sound so cool, because coming up soon, they're going to have giant kaiju monsters, so you could actually get Godzilla and Godzilla monsters in your deck that you can battle.
Don't do it, James. Don't do it, James.
Don't do it.
Find James will be left right on the edge.
Godzilla card
games. Right on the edge. He's going to be swallowed up by the nerd Sarlacc.
I'm going to enjoy every moment of it.
But it's crazy. Like, you'd think that that card nerd would back down when the cops were like, shut it down. And he was like, I'm not shutting it down.
I'll never back down, coppers.
I'm not shutting it down.
He's probably...
He's messing with the most powerful wizard.
Yeah, he's...
In all whatever state the story is taking place.
His eyes are so close together. Park,
yeah, you know, it's...
the most powerful wizard of Florida.
It's a dead giveaway, Lise.
Mm-hmm.
I make Harry Potter look like a bitch.
Well, yeah, now he's the bitch behind bars.
Yeah.
He's in the Pinellas County Jail this morning because he wouldn't shut down his Magic the Gathering
I will cast
store.
my protective spell of Analus Rapius. You'll never penetrate me.
Oh, and then 2 minutes later.
Ow! Ow!
It hurts!
The spell's not working! Ow! Call my mom!
He's safe, though. No one's going to want to be like...
Well, yeah.
No thanks.
I think his booty's fine.
Yeah.
He'll
be safe and behind bars. Lee had a comment on this. He's joining us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hi, Lee.
What's up?
Not too much, man.
Oh, I was just calling to let you guys know. It's called Friday Night Magic, is what they call it.
Friday Night Magic? Wow.
Like, at their place?
No, like everywhere. It's on MagicTheGathering.com, everything. It's called Friday Night Magic. You get together wherever you want, and you just call it Friday Night Magic, and all of a sudden you're exclusive and have a club.
How long have you been playing it?
Since about 95.
This has been around since 95?
Yeah, this has been around since 1992, actually.
Yeah.
Now, how much your deck worth?
They get actually really super expensive. My deck loans were $6,000. I know a guy has an $11,000 deck. Sold it, went to Disney World on it.
Oh, but he sold it, huh?
So you've been working for 25 years on something you get a trip to Disney World out of.
Yeah, well, there is one.
There's cards themselves in and of themselves cost $5,000-$6,000, just one card.
Yeah.
The Black Lotus.
All right, we've reached our nerd meter for the day. We got to let you go. Thanks for coming in. Later.
Yeah, I got right to the top.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop, beep, 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 beep.
Friday Night Magic.
Right off the chart.
Yeah. These cops had no idea who they were messing with. I'm the king of the Friday Night Magic.
Lightning. Oh, God, we can't save him.
Lightning, fire, and brimstone from the heavens.
A bunch of celebrities. We talked about the all-in challenge where celebrities are offering up experiences to us normal folks to raise money to feed the elderly, children, and frontline workers. Yeah, to enter, you hit up fanatics.com. You can buy entries to each contest starting at $10 an entry. The more you give, obviously, the more chances to win you get. These are the sweepstakes. There are some auctions for more luxurious offers. Those are different. Highest bid wins on those. But these are the ones you can enter. Justin Bieber will sing a song right at your house.
Pass.
Chuck's going to put all his money in that.
Pass.
Drake. 4 tickets to a Drake concert nearest your hometown, a private party with Drake and his crew, and round-trip airfare on Air Drake.
Right foot up, left foot slide.
The party might be interesting if you actually get to go to a real Drake party.
Yeah.
Drake and his crew probably means a couple of roadies backstage.
Yeah. You're not really
not all the groupies and all the cocaine.
No,
and,
come on.
All the Hennessy and all that other cool stuff
you don't get any of that.
Jimmy Kimmel is offering a winner to join Jimmy Kimmel's band on stage and be announced as a musician in the band for one day.
Imagine you have no musical talent.
Yeah, but you're in the band.
That's amazing.
I would tell him I play like I'm amazing at the tuba, Jimmy.
Give me a tuba. And I'm just...
Sorry, I'm a little rusty.
I mean, I wish you could play like the tambourine or the triangle or something. Or
yeah. They'll probably do that.
Ellen DeGeneres will let you co-host a show if you win.
That's way too much pressure.
That is. Kevin Hart, you get a speaking role in his next movie. Justin Timberlake and Bill Murray have offered a chance to golf with them at Pebble Beach. Did you know that Justin Timberlake and Bill Murray are friends and golf together?
I did not know that.
I would love that.
Yeah, I can't see where those guys
are. Like, Lisa's favorite.
That's like, Lisa would golf for that.
Golf. Yeah, she would.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd go golfing.
Carrie, what club do you need?
Well, you'd be like a caddy.
I have to figure out what clubs are which, but.
Yeah, they'd be like, just give me my 3-wood.
Can we just go drink?
It's great with the golf and everything, guys, but I just like to drink. If we could just go drink.
Yeah.
I'll meet you back at the golf place.
That's a pretty cool one, though.
Yeah. That is pretty cool. Jamie Foxx lets you have a walk-in role on his new show, Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. Jonah Hill, you can spend a day directing a movie and having lunch with him. Major League Baseball is offering a chance to throw out the first pitch at a World Series game. You'll also get tickets to the game.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban, you sign a one-day contract to join the Dallas Mavericks in a preseason game where you can shoot a free throw.
I'm good.
Robin Thicke, you will work together and write and record a love song.
Jesus Christ.
We got to win that for Andy.
Oh, my God. Imagine we presented that to him.
That would be the best. He hates Robin Thicke.
Yeah, you're like, Andy, hey, listen, it's something you got to do. You have to do it for the show.
Oh, we have to. Everyone has to enter Andy Green's name in the Robin Thicke challenge.
He has to write a song. Is it a love song? With Robin Thicke.
Yep. You got to write a love song with Robin Thicke. You got to
I hate your love.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
That would be amazing.
He would be so mad.
Oh my God. The best.
Oh, God. I mean, none of us like Robin Thicke, but.
No, but he
Andy
really
especially,
has
especially hates him. Yeah. And so to. Oh my God, Harrison, let's get a taste of what little song they'd write together. No, that one's too upbeat.
No, it's too upbeat.
I mean, I hate everything about it.
Yeah, it's horrible. Here we go. This is it. This is it. This will be the song they write. Something like this. See Andy looking really angry in the background.
Imagine they just can't because the hatred is so strong, like it's taken forever for them to write this song. You know he's got one written already, and he's just going to be like, yeah, come on in. Yeah, we wrote this together.
I would pay to see that.
Oh, me too. God, we gotta let him win that.
Put him in the video.
Yeah, he's the one in the shower instead
Andy's
of this girl.
In the shower. Robin's sitting outside the shower.
Oh, Jesus.
Good idea.
Amazing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Yes, indeed. This bitch is in Beechwood, Ohio. 41-year-old Dominica Deering is her name.
Okay.
She was arrested after shoplifting from Walmart 2 days in a row.
That's
but
bold.
That is bold, for sure. The real story, though, Chuck, is her unique, profoundly messy reaction to all this.
What?
You see, Dominica was spotted shoplifting from Walmart, but was able to make it out of the store without being caught. Store security and police, though, were giving her photos. So when she came back the next day, greedy for more free stuff, authorities were ready for her.
Okay.
She was apprehended by Walmart loss prevention officers. She was taken back into the Walmart jail. They determined she had taken about $238 worth of stolen items.
Okay.
Then things got weird.
What's she gonna do?
She began screaming in an unidentifiable language. Pardon me, ma'am. Pardon me. I'm sorry, what language are you speaking? We had interpreters on staff. If you could just tell us what language.
I believe she's speaking the language of the demon, the devil himself.
Yeah. Yep.
She said her name was Tamika Brown.
Okay.
And that she was from Pennsylvania. Then, according to the Walmart loss prevention officer watching her, she raised her dress up.
Uh-oh.
To her midsection.
Yeah.
And then she let her rip.
What'd she do? Let what do rip? You, let what rip?
What do you think?
Let peed?
She let it rip.
Worse.
You got your computer muted, Dave.
He's trying. Oh, no.
Yep. She
had. What the hell are you doing, lady?
Explosive diarrhea all over the office. While screaming that she had coronavirus and needed treatment.
Oh, you know she wanted to throw that coronavirus in.
The Walmart loss prevention officer immediately retreated into the corner of the office to avoid getting hit with her flying poop, screaming for backup. Oh, I would love to hear that. I'd love to hear that walkie-talkie call from that loss prevention officer.
Everybody help! Everybody help, quick!
Attention, Meyer, Walmart associates. We have a code brown. Code brown. This is an emergency, not a drill. Code brown emergency, please. All hands on deck. Bring the shovel and a mop.
It's actually a liquid brown. Code liquid brown.
We got a sound the brown alarm.
Oh my god, it's a brown alarm.
We need a hazmat crew. We need all the Swiffers. And the wet jets.
Swiffer wet jets. Need more than Swiffer wet jets.
Swiffers. Someone called a new guy James. Get him in you.
Oh, man. So officers arrived finally after this poor guy had to just hide out in the corner to escape her flying poop. They cuffed her. Then she pooped again at the entrance to the store.
Well,
the headline said she projectile pooped.
Projectile pooped.
Oh, I mean, when you see it, those two shot. Words together. Yeah.
Shocking.
It was like a pudding shotgun. Shotgun. It's all over the office. To get out of all the little nooks and crannies
oh,
in here.
Oh, God.
I don't want to shock you guys, but I've seen some videos of like explosive.
You've seen that?
Yeah, there's a famous one of a guy standing on a dock.
I thought you were going to go tub girl.
Oh, no. No, I saw, like, the first one I ever saw was a guy on a dock, and I was like, what is this person doing? And then they, like, bent over, and they pulled down their bathing suit, and then it shot an incredible distance. Like,
so you didn't know it was about
to
happen.
And I was like, oh! Oh, just like, my God!
So you witnessed it in person.
Shocking. No, I didn't see it in person. No,
but I'm saying if you did witness it.
I don't know what you would
do. Traumatizing.
And then you throw Corona into the mix.
If
you spit on someone and say you got Corona, that sucks. But if someone is, like, pooping everywhere and screaming it, I don't know why I feel like there's more of a chance.
Yeah, possibly. Chance. Ultimately, this woman, Dominica, pleaded guilty to two counts of violating the county's stay-at-home order, which specifies that any person coming into the county from out of town must quarantine for 14 days. Two counts of larceny. All those charges are misdemeanors. She spent 4 days in the detention center, but ultimately was not sentenced to jail time, which is crazy. She was given a 45-day suspended sentence and 12 months of unsupervised probation. Her mugshot is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can go check it out there. There she is.
I feel so bad for the loss prevention person that was hunkered down in the corner of the room trying to avoid that projectile poop.
Oh my God.
That image of them just.
They'll never shake that. They're never going to shake that. Like, that's probably one of your last days. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, you have to quit.
You have to quit.
Oh, yeah.
You have to quit.
They'll be riddled with PTSD.
Yeah.
Poopy traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That poor, poor person.
Oh.
Poor guy. You just feel for them. You didn't, I mean.
You just don't make enough money to.
No, Walmart security guy never trains anybody for that. No.
And I also feel bad for the poor cart guy who's got to go mop up that security office.
It's going to be his job.
Yeah.
Someone's got to clean it.
Someone's got to, right?
You know what? In fact, what I would say, though, I would be like, if I was the cart guy. I'd be like, yeah, she said Corona, though, so no, call in the professionals.
Yeah,
they probably had to do it.
Yeah,
hopefully
they would.
They did.
Hopefully they did.
But if it was anything like the grocery store I worked in, not a chance. Go get the mop.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez.
Absolute. Someone said, oddly enough, over my decade of loss prevention, the only poop crimes I ever dealt with were at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, James had them at the grocery store he worked in.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't in loss prevention. I was in guest relations, unfortunately. Yeah. So that also includes turd detail.
Oh, man. That's
the only thing that ever happened in the changing room or turds in the walk in the aisles, turds in the bathroom. If there's a turd, I was your guy.
Yeah.
If there was a turd, I was your guy.
Call me the turd.
The turdinator. The turdinator.
Turd collector.
We got another turd on aisle 7. Call the turdinator in.
Doom, doom.
The only one I ever had to deal with at the department store was someone did like the Upper Decker. They pooped on top of the toilet tank.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, at least they didn't poop in the top of the tank.
No, just on top of the tank. Like there was a turd sitting on top of the tank.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, I just had to call someone in to clean it. I didn't have to do anything.
Mm-mm-mm.
It was bad.
Employee of the month, Dave. It's like the dialer. He's like a turd dialer.
Exactly. I was the turd dialer.
I'm the turd dialer.
Uh-oh. We got a Code Brown in the men's room. Code Brown.
Two different views of the retail world.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. There's a dude named Brent Underwood. He learned a tough lesson during all this. Don't spend millions buying a ghost town if you wouldn't want to self-isolate there. 32-year-old guy. He's taking shelter in a place that's basically a California ghost town that he just purchased.
So he bought like one of these like tombstone style like Western towns.
There's no running water there, though.
Ooh.
And a big snowstorm has him trapped.
Oh,
and many people say it's haunted.
Didn't think that one through.
No, my whole city's haunted.
It's haunted.
I own a
water.
City.
It's scary.
Can you imagine Chuck alone in a ghost town?
Why did I do this? I just want a metal detect for some cool Western stuff.
Right. He thought it's Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah. He has his cowboy hat.
Like a real life doubt.
Oh, God. There's no running water. I'm drinking booze from 1800s.
He said, when I first got there, I was in a t-shirt. I was enjoying myself. Then it snowed for 4 days straight, and there was no way out.
Oh, my God.
He bought this former silver mining town with a murderous history.
Murderous.
What's the name of this town?
$1.4 million. It's called Cerro Gordo.
Hmm.
Now, he's went there a couple of times, but he's largely left it in the care of its full-time live-in caretaker of 21 years. When the scope of the coronavirus pandemic became clear, he agreed to take over duties for a week while this caretaker went to check on his wife and family in Arizona. But that was a month ago now. Now he's stuck alone in this ghost town under 5 feet of snow. He said it's the absolute worst case scenario. The road is 7 miles long down a steep hill. If he's able to get down that road, it'll only get him to a 35-person town without grocery stores.
Wow.
He's found himself out of breath after snowshoeing just several yards. The closest town with a grocery store is 26 miles away. He's been melting snow for water.
Mm-hmm.
He ran out of bread and vegetables a long time ago, but he does have enough rice and canned tuna to get him through until everything thaws.
So he's going to make it, but it's just going to be miserable.
Is he
absolutely.
Through video?
Yeah, you know, is there like, any? Can we see this town?
This? Is he making like a?
Let me see if I can.
He should be blogging it out.
He probably is, right? I mean,
It should be an Instagram page. I want to watch them die.
Signal like there.
This doesn't seem like.
Oh,
the best
you're right.
Idea.
There probably is no Wi-Fi signal.
There's an old story.
Oh, that's true.
Showing.
I didn't think about that.
What does the town look like? What did he buy?
These are pictures of it before. Look. Oh my God.
Oh no.
Hard pass.
So he had to. Why did he have to stay there?
He gave the caretaker. He let him go check
off.
On his family. He
what
gave
is him
a
there
week
to
off.
Take care of?
His. Well, I guess you just make sure no one raids it, right?
I think that's probably it.
No one wants to raid that. They don't. There's no water, Wi-Fi, food. There's snow. No one. You're fine.
Just leave it.
So
you're
stupid.
Saying you could have just left it alone?
Yes.
No. How much did he pay? He paid $1.4 million for this thing?
Yeah. I don't know. They must do. It must be a tourist attraction, right?
No.
No, you don't.
There's
think
no
so?
Reason to
what
go
is
there.
The draw? I mean,
is it close to a. So is it questions. Like within a certain distance?
So here's some pictures of it. And that's what it looks like now.
Oh, my God. No.
That is a nightmare, you guys. A nightmare. Oh, he made a snowman for company. Wow, look at the stars out there, though.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm sure it's amazing. I'm sure it's beautiful when everything's going for you and you brought a water truck. I think it's amazing.
But he did not do that. He's been forced to stay in one of the few rooms that have heat that's haunted by ghost children.
The ghost children are the least of your worries. You need water.
Well, I don't know about that, Lise.
They really are.
I got tons of snow outside.
When they you are put for Lisa, in the worries, but for Chuck. Chuck don't want no ghost
I
children,
don't want ghosts. I'll eat snow.
Chuck doesn't want
I'll
ghost
drink
kids.
Snow. I don't want ghost kids.
That's the top of your list of worries?
Listen, real kids are scary enough. My own kids.
Those ghost kids might like you and attach to you, and you'll take them home with you once
well,
it's over.
Well, there's a chance of that anyway.
Chuck's a ghost daddy.
You can always take them home with you.
I'd be my ghost children. Daddy. Died in the room he's in after being trapped in the closet. And lots of crazy things have been happening. Curtains moving, things move around, large noises in the middle of the night. And there's no draft. Things just drop inside the houses, he says.
Now, I will say this. He's being very smart about this because he's putting it out there. He spent $1.4 million on it, and he's turning it into like, hey, if you believe in ghosts, maybe go stay at this place.
That's exactly it. There's some angle, obviously.
He's using it, and it's not the, you know.
There's always an angle.
It's not the worst idea. I mean, because even the photos of it doesn't look like there's 5 feet of snow there right now.
No, I don't know.
You know, it doesn't look too bad.
Doesn't look
either
too
way,
bad.
You wouldn't want to be there.
No.
Tuna and rice. That's all I've got.
There's probably only like rice. 2 weeks a year you'd even want to be there. Like the 2 weeks where the weather's perfect, the water truck's there. Mm-mm. There's no shower. If there's no running water.
He says
everyone
that
stinks.
Wallet went missing. And then 2 days later, it showed up, it reappeared in the town hotel, which he had never been in before then.
Sounds like fun.
Can we book a room in the town hotel? Can you imagine what the town hotel's like? I bet it is pretty terrifying.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
I think it'd be fun to stay there to like explore for ghosts.
Well, that's what I think he's setting up. Now, because I can even see just in the photo with the stars, it would be worth staying there for a weekend if you could figure out some stuff. Like, if I knew I was going to metal detect for meteorites, that might be a place
it's
I'd
about
go.
To go. Yeah, maybe have a
because it's
encounter
like deserty.
Yeah,
I guess.
Have a ghost encounter, see awesome stars at night.
You can lock me right in that kid death closet, and I'll see if I have any kind of encounters.
Yeah, this guy, he's not afraid of it.
22 buildings in the town. It was once, it had one murder per week at one point.
So it was like a Western town. That's the way they were, right? You know, like someone said, looked at you wrong and you stepped out on the street and shot each other.
The TV show Ghost Adventures once investigated the town. They found it was definitely haunted by many ghosts.
Oh, someone's already been there. Cool.
Oh.
So you probably can look up Ghost Adventures.
See all about it.
To see all about
this. Is Ghost Adventures the one with that bro dude?
I'm not sure which
one. I can't keep him straight anymore.
I can't either.
I just know this would be the last place on Earth Chuck the Freak would ever want to find himself.
Oh, my God. No Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi. That's worse than the ghost children, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, hey, kids, how do we get Wi-Fi? They're like, boo. I'm like, yeah, boo. It's scary. But you know what else is scary? No signal on my phone.
There's no Wi-Fi here.
I know. Come play with us. I know. Well, I might as well play with you guys. No. There's nothing else to do. No. No. What are we going to do?
No Pornhub.
No. They're like, play Crazy Eights with us.
No!
Crazy Eights. Crazy Eights.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This could happen to Chuck the Freak. A man says he was struck by lightning during a Facebook Live video while trying to capture a storm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Chuck,
Chuck heads out.
He tries to get video to send to a local TV station.
But you know
to
be a weather tracker. You know I would do it.
Yeah, I know you would. Absolutely.
On my YouTube page.
That's why I'm saying it could happen to you. This guy, yeah, he unfortunately got struck by lightning doing that, and he tells his story to the local TV station, KCRA-TV. Let's listen in here to their report about this dude, if we can here, as soon as I close this down. There we go.
High above the streets of Waikiki, on the roof of the Royal Kuhio, you'll find Au Maui Nu'uese Puni burning the midnight oil.
What's he doing?
Look at the view. It's a golden view. I get to see it at least three times a night. Early this morning, he was making his normal rounds. And then I'll walk down and check the corners, check to make sure everything's okay. When storms rolled through around 3:30, he started a Facebook Live video, hoping to get an amazing view. I got an umbrella on the rooftop. I'll probably get struck by lightning.
He's got an umbrella. This guy's the dumbest person I've ever seen.
He took an umbrella to chase us to look for a storm?
Yep. See the phone drop
just
and
then
slump over. I think I got struck by lightning. All of a sudden, I just got dropped and basically felt my hands and just tightened up.
I don't know if it's real.
My head burning, and that was it. It doesn't appear he took a direct hit from a lightning bolt. Miraculously, he wasn't hurt and got up and went right back to work.
That's probably the dumbest thing to do.
He says it still hasn't really sunk in just how serious this was.
Well, maybe it's the cure of coronavirus, you know, get shocked or hit by lightning, you know?
You know what? Maybe it is.
Keeping a good sense of humor and counting his blessings.
I'm knock on wood.
No burns?
You know, I'm still kicking. I'm still alive.
Just hoping for...
He took an umbrella to a rooftop. With a bunch
of high rise.
So please don't tell anyone that this would be me.
Oh, right, yes.
Yes, this would
Chuck
not
would be
you.
Chuck would be smarter about it.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
He would have
he might be out
in
trying
garage.
To tape a storm, yes. But he's not on top of a building acting like a weather vane.
And I also don't believe he really got struck by lightning. I think he knew he'd make a cool video that if lightning went off, he could then fall to the ground, and it would appear that he got struck by lightning.
Yeah, he didn't poop his pants or anything. Like, doesn't that happen
nothing
when
he happened. Happened.
Like, you lose control
well,
of your bowels?
They said in the video he didn't take a direct hit. It's
I know.
Nearby.
Okay, so yeah, like.
And then he called the news.
Right.
Idiot.
You know. My reaction to getting struck by lightning would be.
I got struck by lightning.
Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. To be honest, it's just nothing because you're just.
I feel like the album
right
of Metallica cover.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking straight anymore.
I think, like, you'd just be out cold. You know, we've seen enough. When you get struck, I mean, it's no good.
That video that James just did, that would be a more interesting video than what we just saw.
Well,
at least, like, jazz it up a little bit.
But he's like, you know, I just take a Ellen umbrella right to the top of the highest place I can find and stick it in the air and hope to God I die.
Is he trying to kill himself?
Oh, my God. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
So incredibly dumb. You can't believe that someone would think that was even okay to do. He's Facebook Living from the rooftop of a high rise during a lightning storm and holding
like,
an umbrella.
And it looked like the highest building around. Like there's almost like 100% chance if you're in the highest building around.
With metal,
something is going to strike that building.
Oh, for sure. Like the video we watched just probably a couple months ago now, the dude that was struck by lightning out walking his dogs, and the dogs took off.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? The dogs were like, F this.
Yes.
And he was struck down. He was
struck down.
Just in a pile on the ground.
Yeah.
Not always dead.
Yeah, that's realistic.
Yeah.
Amazingly, he's okay. But he took a direct hit.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it on that surveillance video. That lightning bolt just struck him down.
Your body isn't designed to take a direct hit.
No.
You know?
I don't think it is.
I've had lightning hit within probably 40-something feet of me. And I get it. I mean, it's the most insane thing. The sound and it flashes so bright.
It's crazy.
Blinded.
It hit our house. Years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like the sun was outside the window.
It
was so bright, so incredibly bright. Jamie's with us from Ohio. Jamie, you were struck by lightning.
Yes, sir. And I'm telling you, it hurts. Me and my dad were on a fishing trip, and we were trolling with lead core line, and the lightning struck about a quarter mile away. And it came up my line. I went blind for 30 seconds. I couldn't feel my arms for the entire time I was blind. And I had a raging migraine for 6 months. So I don't believe that guy was hit by lightning.
No. Yeah, he was definitely not. It hit the roof of the building, I think. Probably hit the weather vane or whatever is on there. They have the lightning rods on the top of
the
buildings.
Yeah, they probably had lightning rods.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he knew, and I think the falling to the ground thing was a little,
Out of him.
Yeah, you could tell. He probably scared.
So, Jamie, exactly. you said you were with someone else. Did they have any effects?
Yeah, I was with my dad. No, he was smart and had a downrigger. There was three of us on the boat. We were on an aluminum pontoon boat.
Oh, no.
There was only two downriggers. So I was the young one, so I was still fishing with my lead core line. And like I say, when it hit, it was instantaneous. I saw it hit, and then I was blind for 30 seconds, and I couldn't feel either arm for the entire 30 seconds. And I had a raging migraine for 6 months.
What were you doing when you were blind with no arm feeling? Were you screaming? Were you
screaming? Screaming! I'm blind. Where the hell are you? And of course, my dad and the guy we were fishing with were laughing their ass off.
Yes, of course. Well, that's how it works. You know.
Yeah. That's how sound like a man that was struck by lightning. Thanks for calling in.
But you're okay.
All the best, man.
See you.
All
man.
Right. Have a good
take
one.
Care. See you too.
Oh my!
Wow, that would be disturbing, though. Blind with no arm feeling.
Yeah.
I'm blind.
I remember when my dad, my dad traded, he did something, he made some kind of barter trade for a 14-foot boat when I was, I don't know, probably 11 years old or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he took us out onto Lake Huron, way into the middle of the lake in this tiny little dinghy boat thing.
Oh my God.
And a storm rolled in. I'm like, Dad, that storm is looking pretty bad. I like storms, and that thing is looking huge, and it's coming in hot. He's like, boy, we'll outrun that storm, man, no problem. And just... I mean, I know I've told the story before.
Yeah, I love the story, though.
But the Bryster realizing that a storm was about to overtake us in his tiny little boat as lightning is crashing all around us.
Oh, my God.
And me just screaming my head off and just shut up.
Who was on the boat? Was it just you and him?
It was just me and him.
Oh,
just me and him.
Okay.
It was just me and him. We were the only ones that
bonded.
Yep. Only ones who would have died. Yeah, he mistimed that. He was not like a good maritime captain.
So you were screaming at him and he was telling you to shut up.
Yeah, because he was put, I don't know how big the engine was. It was tiny. The thing barely moved. And. you know, the storm's moving at like 70 miles an hour coming at you, and he's like going probably 20 trying to outrun it. It was like a tornado was around us. Boy, shut up.
Oh, imagine scary, how though. Scared you were.
Oh my God.
So
my God.
Scary, I'm sure. Yeah. Good thing you didn't wet yourself or anything. He never would have let you live it down.
Did he keep that boat for a while?
No, he traded it then. He took the boat after the close call.
Did he trade it for something else?
He traded it for to get his bathroom redone.
What?
Yeah, he traded it to a man to get his bathroom redone, and the guy came in and redid the bathroom in what I would call like a pastel yellow.
Oh, wow.
Or a lime. A pastel, like, lime color. It was like the worst trade in the history of anything.
Wow. Buddy, the king of the trades.
Oh, he loved trading things.
Now, Matt from Ontario, you were on a boat that got struck by lightning.
Penis.
What happened, dude?
So basically it was like 5 years ago, and my dad and I were out on Lake St. Clair's. We live in a small fishing town outside Chatham called Mitchell's Bay.
Yeah.
We went with my uncle. We call my uncle Bad Luck because he's been struck by lightning as a kid. But we decided to go out fishing in the middle of St. Clair on the line that borders in the invisible line between Canada and the States for walleye fishing.
Yeah.
Well, this huge storm swelled up. We were taking on about 8 foot waves all around us, and my dad told us to all stay away from any metal parts. We had like a big 38-foot boat, and all of a sudden this lightning strike cracked, I would probably say 40 yards from us, and we could see it light up the water around us.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the metal started vibrating on our boat, and it was making a buzzing thing, and it actually melted our tarp, our rain tarp that was attached.
Yeah.
Well, it's that's a best case scenario.
Yeah. A metal boat. Like, at least my dad's boat was fiberglass. Like, yeah, it was good. Like, you know, so if it would have hit, it probably would have just exploded, but.
It would have been bad still.
It would have been terrible, still. But yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, not
you
just
and Bryce
standing
are like
in
Titanic
it.
Just floating on one piece of boat.
Yeah.
Someone texted in saying, when I was 16, I was hit by a ground current. When the lightning is close and flows through the ground, mm-hmm. the bolt hit like 20 yards away. The electricity came through my feet. My legs felt like what it feels when you lick a 9-volt battery. My eyes flashed orange, and the ozone smell was intense. Made me respect Mother Nature.
I went to, because I like storms, there was like a big storm that was going by, but it was like... to the north of me. I didn't think it was anywhere really close. And I went down to this, like, the edge of the water. And there's this, there's a railing that runs along the edge of where I was. No, like, the railing is gigantic. Like, it goes from all the way from, like, the Ambassador Bridge, like, all the way across the whole thing. It's all attached. Mm-hmm. And I was leaning on it. And I was watching the storm, and like every once in a while, I would feel that 9-volt
tingle.
And I realized, I'm like, oh man, this thing is being struck somewhere far away. It's getting the ground stuff's coming up, and you could feel every once in a while, you could feel it in that metal.
Wow.
Railing. And I was like, I think it's time to get out of here.
Yeah. Someone said we had a substitute teacher in our district in high school. He told us he'd been struck by lightning six times.
Six times?
Oh, that guy is probably special.
Well, I think you're putting yourself. I mean, what are you doing?
But exactly. Don't they say that if you do get struck, chances are you're more likely to get struck again?
Yeah,
or is that an urban legend?
What a horrible life.
But if it's like one in a billion, then it's like... One in 999 million. You know what I mean? Like because you're, I don't know, there's something about getting struck by lightning that's supposed to make you more susceptible or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when you are struck by lightning, you are only struck by lightning usually because you're doing something that puts you in harm's way. You like work on a golf course or you're standing under trees all the time and you get hit by lightning. Yeah. And so you just have a job where you're out in the elements like that. and you have super bad luck. I mean, six times, you should be dead. If you're not dead.
How are you still speaking normally? How are you still?
He's had six really close calls is what I would think he actually
had. I guess
he's
lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a weird way. Yeah. The worst kind of good luck.
Yeah. Someone texted in saying, I was on a boat tower after lightning hit the water. It traveled up and shocked the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I had numbness in my limbs for over a week.
Yeah, see, like, that's, I was trying, you know, when I was feeling the stuff in that rail, I was like, man, what's happening? I'm assuming, like, it hit either a tree that was close, and then because it was all wet and it would travel through the ground, that's what you would feel, that weird static electricity. But, like, you knew you were being electrocuted. Like, it was that, you know, your hands would want to grip. It was weird.
Someone said, my childhood home in Minneapolis had a huge bay window. Lightning struck through it and blew up our TV.
Jesus.
I was a kid and definitely did the Chuck voice. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. If lightning blew up my dad's TV, he would have been so upset.
He would have been furious.
So upset.
Someone said, Dag, can't you imagine the guy that got struck six times? After his third time realizing he's probably just going to get struck again through his life, that'd be pretty devastating.
But at some point, it's like, okay, every time there's a storm, I get struck by lightning. There's a storm coming. I'm going to the basement. I start to be the basement guy. Mm-hmm. You know, no more chances. I've been struck three times.
Oh, yeah, you're not going in open field.
No.
Any chance of a storm, you're not leaving the house.
No, I'm not still playing golf.
Have you only seen one or got on video one good storm?
One good storm.
That's it.
A couple. Yep. Well, I have like a couple different rain events, but the only truly interesting storm that I've ever got on tape was that one that looked like it was a tornado.
Yeah.
But no, not really.
You're not chasing them, though.
I'm not really chasing them. I would love to chase them, but I, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.